on the north side of 106.
Oh, I would too. I've thought that for a long time.
I don't want to say that loud.
I think that would be awesome.
And then turn on commercial.
Oh, the utilities right there.
That's what I'd like to see. Something else, so that there goes right by the downstairs.
There's a sort, Jim Sorensen on that. Oh, no, that's Robin.
You ready? All right, sorry we're late. Let's keep going. I'd like to welcome everybody out to our city council meeting tonight, March 8th. Regular meeting, 6:30. We're just running a little late, so we'll get started. We're going to start tonight with Lynn leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance and Paul offering the opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful, Father, to be here tonight. Give thanks to thee for the many blessings that we have of living in this valley and the peace that we find here. We're grateful, Father, for the snow that we've received thus far, and we pray that we may receive more to sustain us through this summer. We pray for our citizens, Father, that their needs will be met, and we as a council can use thy guiding hand in helping us make the decisions that will benefit the people of our community and in a pleasing manner unto thee. We ask thy spirit to be with us here tonight, Father, and enlighten our minds. And we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Tom.
Here.
Sam.
Here.
Okay, next is approved minutes of the February 8th regular city council meeting held at 6:30.
I make motion we approve the minutes of the February 8th regular city council meeting at 6:30.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Lynn to approve the minutes from the February 8th regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our February 22nd public hearing minutes held at 6 p.m.
I think everything's right on that. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for the public hearing on 22 February 2022, 6 p.m. meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, a motion by Russell, seconded by Ronnie to approve the minutes from the public hearing on February 22nd, held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is our February 22nd regular city council meeting held at 6:30. Who the minutes of that?
Make a motion that we approve the minutes for the 22nd February 2022, 6:30 p.m. regular meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion by Russell, seconded by Paul to approve the February 22nd regular city council meeting held at 6:30. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of adjustments, transaction register data 2-1 to 2-28 in the amount of a minus $19.77.
There's no questions. I'll make a motion, we approve transaction register data 2-1 of 2022 through 2-28 of 2022, to the amount of minus $19.77.
Sam seconded. All right. Got the motion by Rodney, seconded by Sam, to approve transaction register data 2-1 of 22 to 2-28 of 22, in the amount of a minus $19.77. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Paul.
Yes.
Orr.
Yes.
Rodney.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Next is approval of claims register data 2-19-2022 to 3-4 of 2022, in amount of $195,345.05.
There's a couple of questions on what they work and what for, and where they go, I guess. Page 3 is on buildings and grounds. It's talking about a coat and hat hook from the hardware store and with the thistle back belt. There's also like cleaning here, you know, with the NLC. Page 3. Do you guys have a Bissell up or shop or anything?
This is that? That's a back.
And your library?
Yeah. That's a back.
No, it's for
hardware store. It's a vacuum belt.
And then a hat, coat hook.
So the vacuum belt, the vacuum at the library.
Okay, they have one up there. That one,
yeah.
I didn't know.
It broke, okay. And Gary fixed it.
Okay. Is that where the cat and the hat and the coat hook?
The hat and
the
coat hook, I believe, were at the aquatic center.
Aquatic center. The only other one I didn't know was, it's a Visa. It says building repair maintenance, but it says CAM plus Gary on page 4. I don't know who's for that, you know?
Yeah, I was looking at that and said.
Okay, oh, that's the camera.
Oh, okay.
At the library.
Okay.
It's the yearly subscription for the camera that they have at the library.
Okay.
I got one question. The two water heaters, what were they for? For
the approval.
Both of them went out at the same time.
Yeah.
When you have two water heaters put together, they usually go at the same time.
And they probably don't have any software going through that. Are they just for the bathrooms?
That's for the showers and
the showers and that?
Yeah.
You don't have a water shop or anything, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Gas? There's no gas?
Yep.
Oh, that would be the best to have a water shop. And prolong that problem.
It helped.
And they're made that old, that's.
Yeah.
Really good. Well, there it is. Might be worth looking at a water shop system. I guess if that's why they went out, I'm guessing hard water.
Questions?
Yeah.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. No, that's not anything. Approve the invoice register dated 2-19-2022 to 3-4-2022. Now for I've got some kind of stamp on it, so it's really hard to read. $195,345.05.
Yep.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Sam, seconded by Paul, to approve claims register data 2-19-22 to 3-4 of 22 in the dollar amount of $195,345.05. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next, discussion action on annexations. Steve's been bothering us about saying, when are we going to get going? So my concern is, reading through it, one thing that is water still, until water's actually in that pipeline, I mean, that's the sad part of the city, it's like in the city limits, we can't stop it, but really on the annex program, and that's why I emailed it to everybody, our policy. And one thing too that we need to discuss about in there, it says it will be that they have to transfer Pleasant Creek or Birch Creek, not Birch Creek, Twin Creek.
Irrigation.
Water into the city, so I guess again, we need to have what's going to be required there, because it's just very vague. That's why I emailed it to you all, so you can look at it. So again, I wanted to bring up, we could have a little discussion on it, but...
Is it, Steve, do you know if it's got any water rights on that property down there?
Yes, it does, it's got plenty of water on it.
For the irrigation?
What's that?
Irrigation?
Yes. And I do know that certain law, I mean, the law says, don't quote me on this, it's been like a quarter acre takes it, or a quarter of a share or something like that. At least, I'm not too sure what kind of standard that, it wasn't here, it's county, I believe.
Yeah. So again, that's one thing that, as me and Dave, or as I was reading through it, me and Dave was talking about a little bit, there's no standard, it just says, it's so vague. And so again, I think...
It's not like it would be used. When you turn it over to the city, it would be used for that lot that are down there. I mean, it's not like it's somewhere elsewhere, because it would have to be designated, but it's just in the city's name, so that the city has basically to maintenance on it. I feel, so. I mean, if that makes any sense at all, but...
Yes and no, because moving forward, that's going to be another problem we face too, as we annex things in. Once that system's installed to join onto the new system is going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, kind of yes.
Whether or not we would assume that, or if it was just a requirement that we'd have to have, that as they annexed it in, and the irrigation company would still be responsible for it.
Now, if it turned over to the city's name.
Well, so again, that's part of what we got to talk about. Talk about as far as our annexation policy as it reads right now. And then the other thing that we need to get out there too is, like, we've had other people come on the north end of town that doesn't include those two groups of water, so we need to just start thinking and take action on it. You know, what's going to be required, I guess. Trying to get ahead of empty seals.
And it is kind of, some of it is hard, because some of them don't have water, whatever's happened to them over the years, they may have, but I think some of them...
They would have to go buy it then.
They'd either have to buy it, I guess, we have to make that decision, so some way you're going to require them to try and buy, but...
Yeah.
So...
Irrigation water. Or whatever, it just says water, because, again, truthfully, depending on what water you buy, some water can be put into wells and others can't.
Yeah.
According to the bylaws of the irrigation company, so.
And what was the deal with the one north of town here, the McKay's? Is it McKay?
It's in the city limits.
Yeah, that's actually in the city limits. I looked at that on the map, and it's...
Yeah, it's all in the city limits.
What, there's some discrepancies with the water, or whether or not we could, they had...
So what the discrepancy is, I know as a kid, they used to take high water there, but the irrigation company doesn't honor high water certificates.
Yeah, I knew there was something there.
That was what came up at the end, because I know as a kid, because we used to run our, we'd go get the water from there to take down to our farm. And so I know there's high water rights with it, but the Pleasant Creek Irrigation Company doesn't offer high water certificates. So what makes me nervous, again, going back to the irrigation company in the future, if we get this reservoir and them going in and saying, well, we've got all these high water shares and we're going to store it, and yet the city's entitled to that high water right because that ground's in the city limits. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what scared me. That's why I brought that up with McKay. It's like, I know there was high water shares there as a kid.
So if we approved that, did you approve it last meeting when I wasn't here?
We done that in the last city council.
So what are we doing with the water part of that?
We there's no irrigation with it up there.
There's no irrigation.
There's no primary irrigation, but there's high water.
So we supply them with irrigation?
No. No, there'll be zero irrigation.
Culinary.
Because I wasn't there for that last meeting, and I didn't know how that went down.
Yeah. Now, when we put in this new irrigation system, would they run irrigation into that?
No.
It has to be where there's already existing.
Yep.
So in Steve's case down there, isn't he in the city boundaries?
That is outside of city.
It's outside. So only a half a block off of Fifth West is the city boundaries.
We're right up against city boundaries.
Yeah.
A year ago, we were approved at the annex, yeah.
Yeah.
A year ago.
Yeah, we moved forward to try to work on doing that, I remember.
But part of the reason, that's why I sent you the annexation deals, because it says to make sure that we have enough services to accommodate that, so. And then the other discrepancy is on that water. It just says bring water, but it doesn't say one share, five shares, or so much per acre, or what?
Well, I think it needs to stay with what's on the lot. I mean, but I guess you gotta break it down into, if you're doing a subdivision, then it's gotta be broken down to individual lots.
So much shares per acre or whatever. Because again, just exactly like you're saying, you know.
Because originally, it's probably right now just over the overall.
Yes.
Overall lot size, which is, yeah.
Yeah.
So where we annex Steve in, and Steve turns his water shares over to us, that makes us liable to create an irrigation system for Steve's subject?
Not create, no. All the infrastructure still has to be put in by the developer.
Yes.
So we have to tie on our system.
Yeah. That's where it gets tricky, because not all of Mount Pleasant is on our system. Because there's part of Twin Creek out from 6 South, 7 South, which is it, Coulter? 6 South, that's not in Pleasant Creek, or not in the Mount Pleasant City deal, they're on Twin Creek Irrigation. So that's what I'm saying, we don't necessarily need to take it over, it could still stay as part of the owner's piece, but we need to make sure we have that in our annexation policy, that if it's annexed, each owner in that, each lot would have to have guaranteed so much irrigation.
See, that's what I was reading, and that's what I thought we would take over all the maintenance and everything.
That lot's down there would be on our system. I mean, it's right down there, because.
Yeah, we would take over the system after the development was complete.
But we can't, because then we have to change all the conversions.
Yeah, the problem is they pay the city. It's still, the problem is, the problem with that mess is it's a mess.
Well, if we take these water.
Because they pay the city.
We'd have to make sure.
Irrigation, but yet it's in the farmer pipeline. It's not our pipeline, it's farmer pipeline.
That's part of what we'd have to do.
However, their shares are turned over to the city, and they are paying the city the irrigation share, or the money to maintain. And so we still have to take care of, it's the ones on that side are a mess. That's all I can say. Because they have been turned over, but they're still running through the farmer line. So it's a big, it's a stinking mess on that side.
Well, there's part of it that doesn't pay the city, though. They're still, they pay the assessment to the irrigation.
Yeah, there is some. So, but there is a lot that are vice versa.
It's like from fourth to.
There's quite a few of them there. It's kind of a big mess, so.
Pays the city, and then from seventh on south, it's irrigation company.
Then you got the flip side of that, where Mount Pleasant water is delivered to the city pipeline.
Yes.
And on the farmer's share.
Yeah.
And don't pay into the city.
Correct.
So, that's all been a mess that we've been trying to work out with the irrigation project.
All this will be a result of the new system, won't it?
We're working on that.
Yes and no, because the trouble comes, so like, especially on Twin Creek where they have so many ditches, we would have to have those shares, the systems designed, and already put into the system, because if not, they're built into that irrigation company site, so it's like.
In reality, what the tough part is about her getting everything mad at you, is reality is if there's not paying through the city and they're in the city, they're going to have to be supplied by that farmer lot. The farmer, the irrigation company, technically by right, should be the ones supplying that water, not the city.
Right.
Or surrender your share.
Or surrender your shares to the city to where you're serviced through the city pipeline. And so it's not all worked out yet, but it's going to have to be worked out prior to.
The system.
The system.
Well, we approved the annexation for him and he's going to turn the water over. Aren't we going to be liable for the irrigation system? I thought that's what we said in the annexation rule.
That's.
Yes.
With this new system, that's like now has to work out.
It depends, but it all kind of goes back where Mike gets very vague of how it's set.
It doesn't say.
Really say.
Just says they all bring water from one of the two irrigation companies.
But I guess, and also the good part of it being vague is there's some parts, maybe like this one is in Fifth South where you could service that one in the city, but then further down over on 7th or 8th, if something happens, it wouldn't be. So maybe that's why it's left vague, is because of that. It's up to the discretion maybe of the area or where it's at.
I think it needs to be more, so much an acre, or so much, I mean, one share does so much land.
Right. Yeah, and it's got to be put back that way regardless. I think if, you know, if the shares are there, they have to, if it's one big, it's going to have to be split up, but. I guess we still got to go back to how our policy's written and then kind of make our decisions off of that, I think, in my opinion, I guess. Unless we use that or we have to change our policy. Reality, because otherwise you're not going with what our policies say.
Right, right. Clear your mind?
That's just what I was looking at, and if we take your water, then what I got out of the policy is then we're.
Then we would.
We're viable for the maintenance and that.
Right, yeah, as far as pipes and all that, as far as maintenance, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as.
He would develop it.
He would develop it all the infrastructure in, and then we would
take over once we have got certificates for the water.
Correct.
Thing we need to be careful of, it wouldn't happen with Steve, I'm sure, but we don't want another Aspen Village.
No.
We want to make sure that it's done to our standard, the city standard.
And I think just like McKay, we have the city engineer go over the plans and just verify everything what it should. And I think that's a good way to help eliminate some of that, a lot of that.
Yeah, we've already had an engineer say they're engineered design it to the city standards, so we've already got
plans.
Part of your annexation, though, is we've never had Bruce Larson to agree to.
Well, Bruce, now that was kind of a gray area. I think that was a bonus if he was going to come in. He's acted like he wanted to come in. I don't think he ever did say yay or nay. He did tell me very early that he wanted to come in, but I've not talked to him since then.
Because we can't create any islands. That's one thing that the state will not let us do, and that would create an island if we don't get Bruce to.
Bordered on the south side, you can add it back over, then it's kind of an L-shaped property. It would be an island.
What if we ever, I know we had that city right-of-way, it's all city right-of-way back to there, but there were some issues with sheds and stuff on the right-of-way, correct?
Correct. That's going to be something we'll approach it later. Once I get approval, that's something we'll approach later, but we're not even going in however.
Yeah.
They are allowed on the same property. We don't want to be a bad name, but we have some alternatives we'd like to look at, discuss with the city at that time when we get to that point, so. There are some issues with fences and sheds on city property. But I'll talk to Bruce. I'll try and get hold of him, see if he's still interested. He sounded like he wanted to do it a year ago, so. I'll talk to him soon.
I guess what are we needing on, I guess is it?
More just a discussion, an action, discussion on sending that out to you so you get, because again, again, it says we can't create the island, and that's my fear if we don't get Bruce's. It's almost like we are. Well.
The city property runs on the west side, east side is property. So there's still to be the south side, north side is property, still be out in county. It's not an island.
It's not a big island.
Right, true.
I think we'd almost have to take over the county road down to your.
What, you know,
your lot too, is what I think the county would almost require us to do.
Well, if they do that, then it would create an.
Yeah.
So I'll talk to Bruce and see how his feelings are right now. But at the time of the annexation, that was just kind of a perk, you know, bonus that we'd be coming with this. Then all I'm here to do is I just want to try and find out the next process for me on moving forward to get things moving. I know that we've still got water issues, they're not going to be resolved till this fall. I'd like to be set at that point in time where I can start moving forward to have everything ready to go with fall. That's what I'm trying to get, that's what I'm trying to bug everybody, waiting to see what the steps are.
Truthfully, nobody knows because nobody's gone through an annexation.
We did annex.
Yeah, you can talk, Jason.
So one of my points I'm going to bring up later is, and I think Steve's got a great project, but, and I mentioned too, this is the council board, we're ignoring the roads. You can't increase your road inventory when you can't maintain our roads that exist right now. It's the same issue with water.
It is.
And so, you know, you guys spent a huge amount of effort trying to figure out a cheaper solution with that stuff we did on 400 East. I don't know if you looked at it, there's stress cracks about every 10 feet on that road.
Well, the edges are not holding up real great, but I don't know if the material didn't go all the way out and they...
Sam, the stress cracks run...
Lengthwise.
Not lengthwise. So, the gold standard to build the roads asphalt, we all know that. We're trying to get around it. We've done chip seals, but you got paid, but it's horribly expensive.
And when you bring more people, you bring more revenue, and also with BMC road funds, the more miles you have to build, the more money you get. So, I mean, there is a way that you can still maintain them because all your BMC comes from your mileage of your roads, which we really need to update. Like I was talking, was it last council? The BMC map needs to be updated. And you submit that up to them, the BMC, and then, because you're paid, the city is paid according to...
No, I know, I don't know.
But
in the past, it hasn't been sufficient, so I'm just saying it's probably not sufficient.
Well...
It probably is not. It'll help, but it's still...
I think...
Like my road second south due for a chip seal.
It is, and I think that's a big key. Right. The big key is maintain it, too. That's a big key, because reality, the chip seal, you're really not that expensive compared to total reconstruction.
Right.
And the problem we're faced with right now as far as total reconstruction, you know, we've got the irrigation project coming up and all that, so it's hard to want to put a bunch of money in a bunch of roads when we're worried you're going to be able to tow it back up. But as far as maintaining them, once they're built, because once they're already brought in and built by this developer, then as long as we're very diligent at maintaining those, the costs are actually very minimal.
That's what your BNC funds are for, is basically for maintaining roads.
Correct.
I'm not arguing. So I'm assuming we're not going to do it.
Well, I think in reality, all the council that get on here know roads is our huge priorities. They are.
You just need more money, and that's something no one wants to talk about.
Well,
I've said this for quite a while. I think we need to look into a loan and get the roads done. If that takes a 30-year note or something like that, we might just have to bite the bullet and do it.
I agree.
I don't know how else, if we can't get enough money to, and if this new material is not going to work, we might just have to have a $15 million bond or something.
Well, and the material might be good as an underlay, and then if we keep chip sealing every so often, cracks, because then you're sealing the cracks up anyway. As long as your cracks stay minimal and you can chip over them, then you've just resealed it, and then you've renewed that life of that road so many more years, you know. So, I mean, it all boils down to maintenance. It really does. I mean, if you get a road, you get it in place, and I hate to say it, over the years, 20 years ago, the roads were in, probably a little more than 20 years ago, they were in really good shape, but then for whatever reason, maintenance quit happening.
I wonder if it would pay to to see if we could get a grant to look into, have an engineering firm look into what it would cost us to get them done.
You know, we've done that.
But like you say, we've got this irrigation project.
There's a lot of.
It's going to come. It's been 3 years now.
So, I mean, we have had estimates that are old.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they've probably doubled now, at least.
I'm sure, especially right now with the oil prices now.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is about concern, you know, about being able to maintain them. But I think eventually, reality, I foresee the city really eventually hopefully getting a grasp on everything and be able to do like most everywhere else and have better roads.
We have the money to do it this year, right? I mean, if we just do it, we have the money.
Yeah.
So we never have the money.
There's never enough money.
Right.
Nasty word. And then when you talk about raising.
I know.
Taxes or a road tax or how we're going to do it, you talk about that, then. Public goes ape with that. But the real thing about it is, like Fairview up there, citizens of that town pay for them nice roads they got.
You know how they did? They tied it into their sewer project. It was part of the whole.
We're hoping we tie ours in with the irrigation project.
That would be good.
That's our hope.
About that?
Huh? Yeah.
Now, we got to do something, because they got to be fixed. There's no doubt about it.
And in the meantime, I think we need to do a little blading along the side of some of the roads. See if we can help.
They're all for it. All the water runs back in the road, just about everywhere.
Need to get a few ditches cut out to get the road off, or the water off the roads would help a whole bunch.
Get some gravel back on the edges on some of them too.
Yeah.
Second north.
So as far as the annexation, I don't want to tell Steve, because again, until we get there, which is what is a concern a year ago, we're closer, but it's not there.
I realize the cost of water. I know the system company. I know the well producers and what it needs to and all that stuff. It's a matter of time. But I just wanted to get myself in line so I can move forward immediately, if not now, to the point where I'm all on ready to do the system of the line express out of Moss. That's all I'm after.
I guess my biggest thing would be just make sure we're following the policy of what it is in place and you know, because then at least it's in black and white of why we did what we did. And
I think we need to look at the annexation policy a little bit more
and understand. And maybe we need to, that's what I said, maybe we'll have to
go through the process of rewriting that. Or
I know we did annex in McKay and all of them out there. That's been about 5 to 6 years, 8 years ago. It's been a while ago. Go by quick.
Have you got paperwork on that so we can go back and look and see?
Yeah. Because the process where you notify the county recorder's office, lieutenant governor. I mean, it is a lengthy process.
But I know we have done it within the last 10 years. So.
But it is time to definitely look at updating that annexation policy, because I think there's, as we have some of that growth, there's going to be times where, from the city's point, it makes sense to want to annex something in, but they don't have the water, but they should pay something to get that there.
Well, and I think it'd be good to give the planning and zoning to look at those.
Remember, Glenn Gill's right there with Steve.
He is.
Right?
Is he? Yeah.
So, yeah, getting that policy updated.
Because, I mean, if you guys would be beneficial if somebody comes, because if,
yeah, we take marching orders from you folks, so.
You know. But, I mean, if you got everything. Because then if you guys, if they come to you guys, you know, yeah. I mean, it just makes it easier if everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I got a question. On 4th East, the road that they done last year, was it last year they
no,
done?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Was there a warranty on that of any kind?
That I don't know.
I mean, that was their big selling point, that this stuff will not crack.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
No.
Like I said, if you go up with it, the shoulders are pretty crumbly.
I'm wondering if that was just over.
Well, that's what I say. I don't know. Yeah. Is the broadening that far out?
Well, I got that sewer lateral across. So what I found when we saw cut that is the middle 10 feet, it's like a concrete slab. But the 5 feet on the shoulders, it crumbled soon when my bucket touched it.
They didn't.
So they didn't quite.
They didn't get enough mix.
The middle was good, but the edges are.
They didn't get enough mix in it.
On the outer edges. So that's why I wasn't sure.
The other issue that really worried me about is when I hit it a certain way, the chip would actually delaminate from the stuff. The whole chip just would.
Didn't bother.
Yeah, the chip does. It doesn't stick on that stuff very good.
Yeah, so I was worried about that.
But anyway.
The crack runs to the middle 10 feet too?
I'm wondering if we ought to.
They pretty much run.
Get a hold of Lift Tech, see if they would come and look at it and.
Might not be that idea.
Wouldn't be a bad idea at all.
Because I mean, if they're going to, if they would, I mean, just do something to improve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get their calling point on.
If they want to sell some more, they better.
We'll have to go look at it and get some.
If you look, Robbie, very close on the 4 South intersection, on the west side of it, they're right toward the intersection, and it's that shoulder right there. I mean, it's totally coming apart now in a pretty good section of it. I mean, it's, you kind of can look at it all the way across there, but right there, you really notice it right there by 4 South and 14.
And, you know, Lift Tech, so does Sprague, but Coughlin installed.
Yeah, but Lift Tech provided the.
The dosage.
They was there.
The dosage that they engineered.
They were inspecting, making sure it was done right.
Right.
Evidently, it wasn't.
I can certainly call. I'll get some pictures. And maybe they'll want to come look at it in person.
Maybe they can cut a strip across there and.
Yeah.
Open up and see what it looks like. I mean.
So it's, yeah, we're approaching 2 years life on it.
Yeah.
That's far less than
their recommended.
Promised durability. But I'll have to look at it myself in person.
Okay, back to annexation. Are we done now?
I think we ought to.
What do we?
I think we ought to look at it and come back with recommendations to the next one, the next city council. Things after you read through the policy, what we need to change.
Yeah, give us something to study.
Did you get?
I didn't get it.
I sent it twice to you because one time it come back rejected.
I didn't.
So that's what I'd like to really do is after we talk about it, is come back next city council with suggestions of what you see that we need to change in there, what we need to update.
I'm going to say, hey, but would it work if you were working on it? Or if you just sit down and kind of hash it out?
Might be a good idea.
I mean, I'm easier, better at that than trying to, because I think sometimes, well, this is my thing, is when you come to council meeting and then you drag that one issue out, it seems like sometimes versus a work meeting, you can kind of hash it out without.
Yeah.
I'm game either way. We just need to get it solved.
Yeah. Maybe invite planning and zoning, and then we can all sit down at the same time on that.
Well, I just wanted to give Steve an answer.
Well, in the meantime, I'll talk to Bruce and see where he's at.
Okay. Okay. Do we need to get a date for a work session?
I was going to say before next council, but I won't be here next council, so.
How about next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Are you here next Tuesday? Can you take minutes first, Dave?
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Probably is that. So the 15th.
15th.
You can do it on your little tape recorder. We'll transfer it over.
Well, I could do that too.
Maybe you can get Natalie to help you.
She's going out for surgery.
Oh, I thought she'd had some training on that.
A little, but she's still so.
When do you come back, Dean? Would you get back?
In 2 weeks.
Right, so for 2 weeks, so.
2 weeks?
It's okay. If you're inviting planning and zoning, Dave will have to come there so we can do it in minutes anyway.
Would that work for Jason? Would that work for planning and zoning? You think he'd help?
Yeah, I think that'd be really good.
Yep.
Have you guys ever seen our existing annexation deal?
Yeah, remember we had to make a interpretation on the McKay because it was unclear what it was annexed as.
That's true. I didn't know if you had seen that. Yeah, okay.
That map's no one on.
Well, I mean the policy where it's just reading.
The policy's no line on. So, yeah, if you can send that to us, that'd be great.
Take it like 5:30.
What's matter with me?
Me, dude.
5:30.
Five?
Five. 5:30. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Too cold to golf, so.
Daylight goes long next week, though.
We can start it at five, Helen.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your guys.
Okay, next Tuesday at five, you wanna invite the planning and zoning, Dave?
Yeah.
And then send them that same email that I just sent to the city council that you sent to me. Tuesday at five.
So let me ask just a quick correspondence to Steve. Would be preemptive to put a lot of planning and zoning meeting the next week? So we.
I think we need to get some of these solved first and then let him talk to Bruce.
If, might not, if you can, maybe get some information off that one that we did out there during the meeting.
Yeah, I just have kinda like some of the letters that we sent to the.
It'd be even interesting if we could, if they're scanned to where we could send them ahead of time, give people even time to look.
I can send it.
Just to kinda give some idea.
Yeah.
I remember it, but it's been long enough ago, I don't remember every how it all worked.
Another piece of candy.
Okay, that's where we go then, next Tuesday, 5 PM, work session.
Hope that's moving in the right direction.
And we'll have to get that on the.
Thank you.
All right. Next is resolution 2022-01, resolution amending resolution 2021-2, resolution establishing power rates.
Another large scratch, yeah.
So when we approved this a year ago, we made a mistake. And we put it at 1,500 instead of 100, or instead of 1,000.
So basically we're just.
We are increasing the rates by a quarter of a penny also.
Quarter of a penny?
Uh-huh. Cause the red is our current.
Thousand?
Huh?
Is that for 1,000 kilowatt? I mean, what's a quarter of a penny going for?
So it goes from .07775, it'll go to just .08.
On 500 kilowatts.
Up to 500 kilowatts. Then where it was .0975, it goes just to .10.
Okay.
From 1,000 kilowatts to 1,500, then goes to 12 cents over 1,500.
We leave the commercial rates with, right along with this. I thought there was a difference in the commercial and the.
There's, yeah, there's a 25 for 5,000 kilowatts. Well, that's on demand. On demand.
Basically raises it all that quarter of a penny on every.
I think, well, other than the commercials, like 1,000 kilowatts, which is 500 more than basically, okay. I was looking earlier. Your usage is different. On like 40 page.
You go up to 1,000, you go up to 1,000 with the residential.
Usage is different, it covers.
500 for the commercial.
Yeah. 500 for residential.
So what do we need to do? Do we have to have a motion to approve this?
Well, I got a question, man, real quick. So what does this boil down to? How big of an increase are they looking at on average? On their monthly bill?
It's not a lot, cause this is the first time.
I can't imagine.
That we had a rate increase and not one complaint came in.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, the base rate isn't changing, it's just a quarter percent increase.
So maybe like on a $150 bill, it maybe goes up like $152?
Yeah.
Trying to do it small, cause we know we gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think right now the board.
We just gotta look at it every year.
And they haven't even got their rate study back too, so it might.
No, they're in the process. Hopefully they're wrapping that up.
On the rate study?
We ran this increase past it and it says you'd be more than fine to go up a full penny. But me and Shane didn't want to go up that far. No, we just wanted to keep it as low as we kind of could.
So if you're doing a rate study, is it, I guess my question is it worth doing this now and then trying to turn around and do it again?
I would wait if we get out that error in that.
So it's more.
The biggest the error.
Yeah, we had the error, so.
The thousand and fifteen.
While we're doing, we have to fix this error in the billing. And then, I mean, everything was getting billed right, the resolution just read wrong.
I see.
So you have to do it in a.
So if we didn't have to do that, I'd say, yeah, go ahead, we'll just.
So they're being billed for the .775?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what the original resolution said, so.
Right.
The bracket, that threshold in that second tier is.
Like, I guess I'm just trying to figure out if this is a rate increase, had the resolution read wrong, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what that, if it didn't make sense in my way. I mean, are we doing a rate increase or are we doing it because the resolution's wrong?
Both. We're doing both.
Okay.
We have to fix the resolution that we approved a year ago to be wrong on the resolution of the dollars.
You have to amend the resolution.
Well, it's just easy to adopt a new one. Yeah, amend it.
So basically adopt a new one with a new rate?
Yes.
Well, like a bunch of. Well, I'll make a motion that we. We accept the rate increase on our power, resolution 202102.
Probably got a resolution that's here as well, but we amend the 20.
You want to amend the, okay, I'll make a.
I'd do it, yeah.
A motion that we amend resolution 2022-01 to resolution 2021-02.
Second.
So I think I have that number wrong on it. That should be number one, 2022-01. Because the other one's 2022-022.
The water one, you mean water.
It's right on here.
Okay.
On the agenda, that's wrong.
What? Now I'm.
No, on the agenda, it's right.
I think you just said it.
Yeah, it's right.
Paul just said it backwards.
Okay.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay.
Because it's right on the agenda and it's right on the resolution.
Yeah, I see.
All right, so Paul made the motion. Who seconded it?
Yeah.
Russ?
One question I just can ask, but.
Okay.
I was just curious what the difference between all the dates, since they apologize, I guess, which is just putting all other, just makes more sense, I guess. And I guess I'm just curious what the spot people were at was on like, all the holidays before. Does that make sense on page 3 or 5? It just says off peak and it lists like all much different holidays, which makes more sense. Like you said, all the usage. I just, it's confusing how you had it before. Have all them holidays on there.
I don't know why it was.
Just kind of weird, I guess.
I don't know why. Okay. So I have a motion by Paul, seconded by Russell, to accept resolution 2022-1, a resolution amending resolution 2021-2, a resolution establishing power, electrical power rates. Roll call.
Jim?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, next is resolution 2022-02, resolution amending resolution 2019-02, setting culinary water rates within and outside of the multiple boundaries of Mount Pleasant City.
I noticed the decorative wall, the outside of the bulk truck wall.
It's still there, but it's changed.
Looks like we're changing the minimum.
$38 up to.
I guess $3,000. Where do we have it? We have the, on B, we don't really have anything outside the city limits, do we? I mean, any meters or anything that I can think of?
We do have them outside the city limits.
So are we billing like people left the town in a different way? Sort of changing the rate on the outside the city limits?
Raider Larson's one, that's just barely outside the city limits.
And you got Burke Kendall, you got all those west of town here, they get billed.
And Power Plant Road, everybody above 900 east.
So all their rates have changed.
Allen Washburn.
Yeah, yep, yep. So the big thing we done on the ball for the hauling, that we just raised it to $38, the same that the out of city people are paying.
We still have issues with them, and we can all get.
We're having still issues, so this will help to offset some of that cost, because right now we locked it all up, and then we have to have a public works person go and unlock it, relock it, and everything else, so that'll help.
Kind of offset some of that.
Some, help offset that cost.
They got a meter up there now, huh, Cole?
No.
No.
The idea is that we'll have to kind of change that, when somebody from our front office will call Colter or Public Works to let them unlock it, they'll let them get what they paid for and unlock it.
How do we know how many gallons they got, we don't have.
Because we'll tell them when we call them.
They'll show us their receipt.
Most tanks will.
Oh, okay, you're gonna monitor it over here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they'll have to pay before.
I'm just a little thick between the ears.
And the other thing too, we want it to be noticed, it's per load.
Per load.
So it's not, if they've only got a 200 gallon tank, it's $38. Because again, the cost to go offset to unlock that meter and relock it, or the hose.
Right.
So.
We never hit anything on selling the contractors. Or we go up to contractors, one puts water through their water truck, coordinated action in it.
But if they're selling outside the city limits, I'm just making.
Well, that doesn't say right there.
They need it for something they're working on, that thing wouldn't be non-metered water, they would get a meter from me.
You're talking like, well.
You're talking like a road project in town or something like that, is that?
If it, generally if it's in town, if it's worked on for the city or something, generally depending on what, we would know if they would use the water.
So I guess what you're asking is like for Kay Quinn, if they start doing road work and they need water, what we bill or what we charge them?
Exactly.
Which outside city limits in. Right here.
The case would be.
$38 per load up to 3,000 gallon.
Yeah.
And then 5 cents per gallon after that.
Huh?
It's still a scrap of that thing.
Okay.
Anybody have any more questions? I make a motion that we approve resolution amending resolution 2019-02, setting culinary water rates within and outside the city, outside of the municipal boundaries of Mount Pleasant City.
Second that motion by Russell.
Okay, I got a motion by Russell, seconded by Ronnie to approve resolution 2022-02, a resolution amending resolution 2019-02, setting culinary water rates within and outside of the multiple boundaries of Mount Pleasant City. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Sam?
Okay, Next is the transfer of the Mount Pleasant Industrial Park and all lots pertaining to the Mount Pleasant, to the Mount Pleasant CBI.
So is that what we're going to do? Is that what we're doing, and you're going to handle what you got going on up there?
And then you don't have to have the public hearings and everything else.
All right, I've got... I got a question on this.
Okay.
Okay, we're transferring all of the industrial park. Is that what you're saying? But it's already been done.
It's all still in the Mount Pleasant City.
But if you read what Mark's gone back in the records, and it states there very clearly that it's already been deeded over to the RDA, but it's in partnership with Mount Pleasant City just for the fact to record it at the county office. If it was to be recorded by the RDA, it would be very, very confusing to the people down at this county. That's why Chester done it this way, just so the confusion wouldn't be there recording it at the county offices. It's already been deeded over to the RDA back in 1982, all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought we were talking about that strip that it's in.
Well, that's included.
That's part of the industrial park.
It's all there.
Not that part where you talk about the buffer that wasn't included, right?
State Air and Ox Department used to be us for maintaining that buffer zone.
You what?
Isn't it just to clear up the...
It's not buffer zone, is what I thought it was.
That's all we're doing is the buffer.
Yeah, that was my understanding, yeah.
So,
that was it.
Okay.
By using the verbiage there, that's all the industrial park, I think that's just supposed to be that, it's the whole...
The whole thing, so the buffer zone's gone.
We don't have to have a public hearing on it because there's no money involved.
Right.
The money's already all going through the RDA.
It's all industrial park regardless.
So it's just that little strip that was still in question, was it included or was it not? This way, it's all included.
And I don't know, and if that's all we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's very good.
That buffer, from what Mark said earlier, is it was not ever been included in doing anything.
Well, it was questionable, so yeah, just to clear it up, let's just do it, and then it's pretty clear.
I believe that you got a legal description, and there's two pieces in there.
Right, there is. And I'm not sure if this acreage included that, and I don't know if...
That's where...
Who knows?
That's where the discrepancy was, so just to clean it up and make it...
I just don't, the reason I bring that up is, in the motion, shouldn't that be stated, that's what you're doing?
So it's all lots, so if we missed...
Everything, it captures it all.
It captures everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's included, every lot that's out there is transferred over to the RDA. Buffer zone, whatever's already there is already done, so it just includes everything.
That's good, and we'll be done with it.
Right.
Okay.
Then that will never come back up, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So that's why we said all lots.
So do we need to make a motion on this?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we transfer all the property of the Mount Pleasant Industrial Park, all the lots pertaining to it, to the Mount Pleasant City CDRA, Community Development, Redevelopment Agency.
I'll second it.
All right, got the motion by Paul, seconded by Sam, to transfer all of the Mount Pleasant Industrial Park and all lots pertaining to the Mount Pleasant City CDRA. Just a roll call on this one. Sam.
All right, roll call. Shake it up, Sam.
Yes.
Yes.
She's come back.
Paul?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yes.
Yes.
Making sure you're all awake.
Threw me right off.
Okay, now we can go ahead and get the deed written up for Mike on this 2.38 acres.
Now we need to decide, my opinion, we need to decide what we're going to do with the utilities first of all.
He doesn't need utilities, but we can have an easement.
The trouble is, though, if we sell it to him, I think, again, it's if we're selling a lot, it should have utilities to it. Because if Mike goes around and wants to sell it to somebody else.
Okay, if we do that, it's just like everything else. We're the developer. It's up to us to put those utilities in. Not the buyer.
Right.
We're the developer.
But we haven't got a price set on this that hasn't been earmarked either. So you'd have to include those development costs in it.
Oh, I don't agree with that. Not at all. We didn't do that on any of the.
Or else we need to hurry up and get a grant to help offset those.
Why couldn't he bring?
Well, because it's adjacent to my existing acreage, why don't we just make it a part of that? Sell it to me, it's for storage only. It's never to have a building built on it.
Well.
That's the problem you have with the whole buffer zone.
Yeah, why couldn't he can't?
So again, though, going back to this is where it gets tricky, I think. Again, because going back to in the previous meeting where we said we have to have a building built, our presence of a building, our business.
He's already got the building. His office, they got the building. This is part of the.
The whole idea is to sell existing buildings so I can take everything down there in that area.
But again, to our ordinances, that's where we might have to change this. It says you have to have a building built on the lot within the 2 years, going back to what we just hammered out before. Our presence, I think, is the way it says.
But you want for another company, right?
I want, see, I own, is it 10 and 9, Paul?
Yeah.
On the west side?
Yeah.
On the west side. And that's where the new building's gonna go. I'm just running out of room. I've gotta have storage and to get the trucks. It's, so I can get them off of the existing, the old runway. And so it, I just don't see why that, so if it was me, everything, you gotta revisit the whole.
We do.
Right.
Because that's what I'm saying.
I've got out there, the only way it continues to work for me, so I've got a presence there. I've got a building. I'm gonna build a new building. But you see, I bought those two other lots. I've got the 3.1 acres, and then I have the existing building. So if you went to the letter of the law, I gotta have a building on every one of those lots.
That's what I'm saying. That's when we start coming back to taking back these lots, that's the fight we're gonna get. Is if we start taking back these lots, it's like, what is considered a business presence or a building or whatever?
So yeah, but
you don't almost gotta scrap, just, you gotta shred all that and start.
I don't think it says a building. I think it says you gotta have a presence within a year and an.
I think a building in 2 years.
Well, I don't think it's.
I don't know. I've never read it.
I don't know, but that's what concerns me.
You gotta have a business up and running within 2 years.
With doing.
I think that's what it says, a business up and running within 2 years. I don't think it says building.
Did you have? You just got a deed standing it over. I've got a deed, but it's not here.
I've got one somewhere.
I just think you gotta warm up to the idea that that's all null and void. Because of the actions or inaction, it's all, so it's incumbent upon the RDA to. You've got to recreate it, say this is what we're doing moving forward, and then everyone is going to be subject to that at that time. Otherwise.
Well, that was my concern with taking some of these lots back. It's like,
right.
what is a presence and what is not a presence
right.
is different between me and you. So again, as we're going back to some of these owners, it's like, well, I've got a presence. I've got three lots, and I've got one building there.
Right.
And I grabbled the other piece, so that's a presence.
But doesn't say building. Say a presence would be paying tax government.
Doesn't say building.
Doesn't say building. Okay.
That would show a presence.
It says that
you have to have a business.
Construction of site improvement, irrigation, landscaping, or alterations approved by the board within 1 year following the owner's purchase. The owner also covenants the property will be developed and a company point of presence will be complete within 2 years from the date of purchase.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm very
comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I was always, And I thought even Vermont was talking before, it said, he said that he had to have a building within 2 years.
Well, and I think, well, I think that was original, because I think, I remember him saying something to me the other day, he said something about originally they wanted a building and had designs, and they had specific building designs, that they went away from that because nobody could meet.
Right.
From what I remember.
So that's what we gotta watch, is we try to get these lots back, that's, it's coming back to, it's like, okay, what is the presence and what is?
I'm not trying to complicate that, you guys got your hands full there, what, and you guys have adopted that. But I've got to move forward, I need places to put that lumber, and that's why I keep saying that it's, the way I look at it, it's got the partnership. The more lumber I can bring there, tax revenue is there, talk about roads. I get the idea that people want fairness, but your job, when you're wearing the hat of the RDA, is the collectiveness of the community and what brings in.
What's best for the community?
Exactly.
What's best for the community?
So I, yeah, I don't think he needs, I don't think we need sewer and water.
You can have all the easement you want.
All he's looking for is storage for his lumber and if he's.
And I guess you can consider that presently.
That's presence, yeah.
Well, what about the lots on the other side? Who's, are they gonna be, is there lots on the other side of Mike?
He owns two on the other side.
I own two.
Okay, there's no more property to sell on the other side?
No. If we could get that.
That's not even an issue, we don't need to run water and power over there if you don't need it.
No.
We talked about that.
So what about the other?
If we could get lot 2 and 3, that's a total of 9 acres, he'd probably move everything down there and put another business up, he was talking.
Yeah, I'd like to put a trust plant down here, but in the meantime, I just want to sell that building I'm in now, so I can stop the commute, take out all my product.
So what about the other lot to the south? How's that gonna affect?
It shouldn't, because that's, no.
Is that the one on the turnaround?
Only lot now, only lot.
The south one's the one I'm wanting.
This one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's for sale. But.
But how are we gonna get utility?
The sad thing about this is selling this, it's gonna, if you ever, kind of landlocked this one. If this guy was, this is Gary, no, this is Gary's.
So, he's on the south side?
Yeah, this is King, the big King's building.
So we can still get utilities from here to there?
Right, his is from there to there.
The landlock's fixed.
The landlock's fixed?
Yeah, the landlock's fixed, yeah.
Okay. So if we develop this, then we'll have to get the utilities in there.
Yeah, and this one, it's stuck to this one, so yeah, you just have to bring it to this corner here.
Or depending on how many you put in there, what we put.
For the, all you'd have to run it to is this lot and this lot.
Well, just if we divide this in more than one lot.
Oh, yeah. But I think we need to drop the papers and get that sold to Mike, so we can get his business moved over there.
I think we need to get the paperwork from the other one out there done too.
Yeah, and I guess we've got to get it written up from a title company. Is that, what's the process?
Title company's doing them all.
Have them do it, and then all you, then you have, comes to you and you sign it, and then he gives you a check and it's done.
Yep.
We made a motion and we pulled it out, right?
Do we need a motion? I don't think we need a motion.
We already did.
We already did, sorry, did.
Transfer.
Transfer to the CRDA, so then it comes out of, then it becomes a CRDA.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, public participation.
Jason Fossil.
Jason, you fell asleep?
I don't know why I tried planning two things.
Same night?
Yeah, great. I'm gonna get fired from my job.
She won't fire you.
No, it's his snow pellets job, all dressed up.
So, 2 weeks ago, the planning commission, we approved preliminary final plat for the Mountain Hill subdivision phase one. Conditionally, on getting a letter from the engineer, the review engineer, and Coulter and Shane's signatures on the approval. So that was 2 weeks ago today. So a week ago yesterday, I get an email on that holiday that from the developer's engineer saying they changed the curb from 30 inch to 24 inch and that McKay Quinn couldn't get a grading easement for the west end of that road. And so David Ames sent everybody an email saying in his opinion that basically voided the approval that we gave him. And then I sent a second email that said the same thing. And then city council was that later that day, and of course you all approved the subdivision. So we've got a communication problem somewhere.
Well, it was under the stipulation that you guys had. It was under, we approved under the exact same stipulation you put on it.
So the things that he changed were on the conditions?
No, because it had to have our engineer approval from our engineer, and then it had all, because when we approved it, it was all per.
But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is those changes happened after. Does that make sense?
Since we've approved it.
No, since the engineer, we, planning commission, approved it. Does that make sense?
You approved it, then they changed it.
Changed it.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you can't.
You mean,
so you guys approved it?
You approved it differently, and then he changed it to become a council member?
It was approved on 2 weeks ago, a week ago yesterday. So 6 days later, his engineer sent an email saying he changed two things.
Because from everything I remember,
we negotiated, they got that worked out.
No, so where's the recorded easement?
That was going to be provided like the same time or the next day after the plat was to be recorded.
So the easement we talked about in city council was for the power line.
Yeah,
that we wanted a 10-foot easement on the back side, on the west.
Well, let's talk about the need for the grading easement. So that west road stubs to that next west property. It's from existing ground, it's 5 feet above that. And they're doing that because of the sewer tie-in. And so that Monday, I went and shot the sewer tie-in in 285 North versus a sewer tie-in in 335 North. And the design engineer, the developer's engineer, never investigated the north tie-in. The manhole never, the lid had never been
lifted.
So we could have lowered that whole road 3.5 feet had he done his design right. And that's why there's grading easements, because they had to lift the road to get a minimal sewer depth.
But I thought everything we approved in council was planning and zoning.
That's what I'm saying. It changed. He changed it.
He changed it after you guys approved it.
After they approved it, so then that would just void everything.
That was the email from us. It's changed. You've just...
Yeah, if you've changed it from what we've approved, then yeah, it's void.
So our code is 30-inch curb. It says right in there in the development standards. And then that grading easement, that's just a foobar on his design engineer, and then I wanted to talk about our review engineer. You know, all Sunrise is doing is looking at that plan set and saying, yeah, your engineering solution for this problem works. He's not critiquing the design. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
There's a fundamental difference between, and so, never mind the issue about the storm drain,
That's been a problem for 40 years that I work construction. You get an engineer that won't do his, he does the minimum he can because that's the way they bid their work.
That's how they do it. I agree totally.
They just don't investigate the things they should.
So that's a procedural problem that happened, you know, and I don't know how to do work around that. I'm just gonna bring that up.
So basically, he's not approved then, right now.
Well, from like, you know.
I mean, if his engineers changed his plan from what it was approved as, then it's not approved.
So what he did, Sam, on that Monday, Ryan said, he showed it to the road department, sent me to the property line, he pulled him back to the east about 30 feet. He shortened the whole length of the road.
Is he doing that to try to meet our easement that we asked him to do?
No, so because there's a 5-foot differential on the property line, I mean, obviously you can't.
Right, you can't leave a 5-foot drop.
Yeah, so he has to build a slope into the next property.
Right.
To retain that end of that road.
Because I know they talked that they were gonna, from what I thought they talked, he was gonna take it and butt it right up to that fence line.
That's what he said, he was going right up to the fence line.
He said he'd go right.
Right to the fence line.
Right to the fence line.
But that plan said, like I said, if you look at it, it pulled back.
I thought he said when he came in, he received those emails from you guys and he changed it back to what you had requested.
So the approved set of plans wasn't changed. See, we're just, now we got plan sets out there that are approved but aren't right.
Well, from everything that we approved in council, from what I understand, was according to planning and zoning.
McKay said that he had changed everything because he received your emails that you and Dave didn't like what he'd done. He changed it back. That's what he said in the meeting, that he changed it back.
When you go back to the minutes, I mean, we go back to the minutes. I know it back to the way that you guys have.
So where's the plan set? It's approved. Let's look at it right now and see what we approved.
Well, we've been the ones that you guys approved because we didn't approve.
The latest one that I have that says approved is wrong.
Because he was the best one.
The only thing we signed was the lot, the mail lot.
The Mylar.
Yeah, the Mylar. That's all that we signed, showing the lots, the size of the lots so you could go get them recorded at the county. It didn't have nothing to do with.
The actual plans.
The actual plans.
Well.
Sounds like we need to get him in here.
Back in our board in here.
We need to make sure that plan set's right.
Yeah, I agree.
And then, you know, the next thing is according to our code is, so he's recorded the plat. So in our code, it says you can't record the plat until the improvements are done or you can post a bond. So he's recorded the plat, obviously, because he's selling. I mean, that's state law, you gotta. So where's the bond?
Yeah. Where does the bond go?
And that's, going back to our code, we just desperately need a mechanism. You know, as a planning commission, our job is to make recommendations to you, but we're in the same boat you are. Who physically does that work?
Yeah.
You know? And we have workshop sessions and stuff, but we need someone that can, like, make drafts and.
Engineer.
Yeah, I just.
Well, if he's supposed to put up a bond, where does that bond go? Does it go to Genie's?
So a normal bond in developments is usually for 2 years, and it's cash or cash equivalent.
Right.
They don't like surety bonds because, like in 08, when everybody had to rely on a surety, there's just a big fight. So cities have learned you get the cash. And so what developers do is they get an irrevocable line of credit, which basically is a loan that covers that bond period. And then another thing that we ought to really look at is, you know, normal developments, when you come out of warranty, like you have to slurry seal the whole road, or you have to chip seal the whole road, or, you know, besides warrantying all the work, you've got to make that next maintenance step for the road. So.
Well, they were, I guess you're going to have to get back in here.
Yeah.
If he's changed from what it originally was, then technically he's unapproved. He shouldn't be doing anything.
Well, from David and Zach's point of view, was the minute he made those changes, it was unapproved.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been over backwards to accommodate him. It's like in January's meeting, McKay comes in submitting the preliminary plat, wanting approval right then.
And I remember specifically Jason, he was saying that they changed everything to meet what planning and zoning had required.
He fixed that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was his exact words.
The only thing I remember was that easement that you guys had asked him to do.
That was the only thing different.
The whole thing to connect the road.
When our engineer signed off on that. That was actually as a sunrise requirement.
Yeah, but they signed off on it because he was able to get a partial.
Yeah, the only thing other than that we did differently was that 10-foot easement.
For the power.
For the power.
Up fifth north in the back lots.
Well, his engineer changed the side of the size of the curb, or he, doesn't he have a copy of the requirements?
Apparently not.
Well. Guess we need to see him on board and read back.
Sounds like we need to.
Phone call tomorrow.
Yeah. Make sure they're doing that to code, everything to code.
Yep.
Not just the way they want to do it.
Correct. Otherwise we have the same message.
We've had some of that.
Yeah.
I turned to do it after the village.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious how the inspection, how's the inspection, how'd you guys work that out? I was pulled right in with that.
So we talked about having me do it, and then me and the mayor talked today about having their engineering company, like engineering company doing it, not me.
And that's why it should be.
We shouldn't be inspecting.
No, that engineering company should provide the inspection. But somebody has to inspect the engineering.
You still want to inspect, I mean, you still want to see, oh, you guys are still going to inspect.
Usually we would inspect it, and if we want to hire an engineer, that's fine, we pass the cost on to the developer.
Correct. It should be a third-party inspector.
So somebody should inspect it because he approved the plans.
We definitely need to make sure they have compaction tests.
Especially as much fills are going to be put in there.
You don't have to have compaction tests.
Well, it's like this time of year, if you want to work, the ground's frozen.
You know, they'll have to have all their water testing and, I mean, the whole nine yards is all going to be checked.
Anyway, some thoughts from you.
Thanks.
So bringing him back in then, or?
Gonna have to.
Gonna call him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. You're doing things the right way.
I'm gonna have to get you down there for.
Jeannie, do you need him to sign the deals before you go? Because I don't have the originals, do I?
I forgot to get them ready, so.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything you need to report?
Oh, not really, other than I got a bid back from Lit Tech for this new project. Still waiting to hear back. Coughlin doesn't want to take on the compaction grading and double chip seal because they're looking for help to do that scope of work. And they just said they don't have the time and resources to do it. So he recommended Hells, and Hells is going to be getting us an estimate on that portion of the work and act as a general. So Coughlin will come in and pulverize and blend the product, and then Hells will do the graded compaction and double chip seal. And so I'm waiting for that estimate from Coughlin and Hells still.
Will Hells just mill it too?
I'm not sure if they do that or not.
I don't think Hells does.
No, Hells don't. They contract out.
But the biggest thing is we're still waiting on word from the CDBG grant. I mean, we really can't pull the trigger on anything until we find out.
Right.
We got estimates so that when we do get word back, we can pull the trigger. Or we're going to have to change our plans to go if we don't get that grant. I anticipate, hopefully in our next meeting, we'll have news on that grant and we'll have some stuff to vote on.
Jeannie, I think we signed the wrong paper.
I called. I got to clean my data.
I
That's the name of the game.
They didn't sign for public participation, but they signed that they were here. But I think that they did need to participate during public participation. Are you okay?
Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, real quick.
They've been sitting here forever.
About the house on 8 South and 4th West, and my neighbor, niece, nephew, the Frost, owned the lot. Well, this lot was subdivided for development, but they bought this lot next to us, and we want to split that lot down the middle so we have a little bit more of a backyard.
Yeah, he lives on a quarter acre, I live on a quarter acre. There's a quarter acre in between us that I and my wife currently own. Just want to cut it in half. And,
I was told by planning and zoning we needed to get a legal description and a quick claim deed, which I have, and with approval from the city council, it could be recorded.
So, can I look at it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Let's. Have you done this in planning and zoning, Dave?
This would be normal to take a lot line adjustment or something.
So basically, you just want to take that quarter acre and make the two lots that you actually own in a bigger lot.
Right here. He owns this one we built here, and he wants to put that one right there.
And this is their here.
Yep. This is ours, and that's the
cost. So he just wants to split this lot.
Yeah, he bought this one after my brother built our house. And they were going to build another house here, but he bought it because they had a greenhouse there and didn't want to shadow.
So that would bump you up to 0.39 acres on the plot.
No, that can't really.
This would be 0.13 on the.
So Smokey built the house right there. That's how I can. Smokey built the house right there.
Smokey, oh.
Yeah, this was one lot at one time. Smokey split it.
Okay, that's 7th South. What's this?
This would be 8th South.
So that's right here.
Yeah.
This is 4th.
So there used to be the old trailer sitting there. Smokey moved the trailer.
Oh, that's.
Split the lot, built the house on the corner, and now you want to split the other lot that was split.
Yeah, he was planning on building a second house there, and my wife and I purchased it instead.
Okay.
So we're just looking to.
So that would be right back here.
I don't see any.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
No.
No, technically, the neighbors are anyway.
No.
We are both neighbors.
What do we got for sewer there? Let's see. That's that duplex, isn't it?
No, that's not. That's where Corey built that, Corey Reese built that house.
It doesn't really matter because they're not going to build anything.
No, they're not. It's just.
No, it's just going to be, it's just a yard.
Just going to make two bigger lots, so there's not going to be.
So make them, yeah, instead of 0.26, it'd be 0.39.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just to make both of them bigger lots.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I'd like to build a garage, a shop on it.
Yeah. But you're not going to need sewer or any other utilities, so yeah.
I see. I want to put half that to that lot.
Half to this lot.
I see.
Yep.
I don't have an issue with that. I guess, Gene, where that's not on the agenda, I don't know if we can make a motion to that without it being. Okay to do it? Does it need to have a motion? Does it got to go through an agenda?
So my only question with that, going back to planning and zoning, irrigation, is there irrigation water on that lot?
No.
Nope.
It's all culinary, there's irrigation in there. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You're basically making three lots of two.
I think the only thing you'd have to do is we ought to probably get done the planning and zoning for next week.
Yep. Okay.
And then they'll give you the blessing on it and just go get it recorded.
They had to have council approval. They wanted to come to council approval.
But I think you need to go back just so planning and zoning gives their blessing on it.
Okay.
But the city council's fine with it.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the 15th at noon.
At noon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they.
A week today.
Zoning just finalizes that, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be on work shift.
Yeah, because we work a couple of months.
Yeah, work a whole week-long shift. Okay. Is there a way I could get it done before Tuesday, or I talk to them?
Technically, the city council can.
So we could be there, but their presence could not be.
You'd be fine. As long as one of you is there to present it, there should not be a problem.
Okay. All right.
And what what needs to be done with the quitclaim deed as far as, is this just the county?
Yep. Yeah, you'd just be given a quitclaim deed on half of it. So basically what we'd be doing is you'd kind of have to bend the lot to make it one lot instead of two lots on both parties.
And then you'd have it recorded down at the county.
So we need it, so if it were to be one lot each, we would have to have it resurveyed?
You don't have to have it resurveyed. You just go to the title company and have them reallocated as one lot instead of two lots.
Just have.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd just have to do the legal description, so it went back into one lot instead of, well, it'd be two lots instead of three lots.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can have the title company do it before Tuesday because it's pretty favorable for you. So that way you could just take it down once it's approved and get recorded.
So you got all that and then I'll just show up next to you.
Yeah. So yeah, the description has to be done before Tuesday's, you know.
No, it can be done afterwards.
Okay.
It can be done afterwards. All that we really require is that planning and zoning approves it so that we make legal lots.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying we'll have to take that one lot and split it in half and then make it into two lots to make it a legal lot. Because otherwise the split is not a legal lot.
Right, the half of the lot by itself, okay.
Is not a legal lot.
So it has to be done simultaneously instead of splitting and then trying to.
Right.
Okay.
Well, good, that's what we were hoping for anyway, and they have two property tax.
Yeah.
Cool, all right.
Thank you.
Yep.
We need it, thank you.
Yeah, the papers are kind of confusing back there, which one to sign, huh? Fire department.
Oh, so February 23rd, the truck paperwork was submitted to production, so we are on the go for that. Long process that is still, it still weighs out, but that's at least a whole nother step, so.
One step closer.
It is. So the only thing I'm waiting on left is they'll send me out some little pit paint chips to match our existing engine, and then I'm just going to sign it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's well, they have had it happen where they have painted it, and the customer said, this isn't the color we want. And so.
Oh, wow.
You know, you get a new truck, and they spend that much money on painting it, they don't want, you got to sign it, and then they go back, and you know what, this is the color you picked, your name's on it.
Wow.
That's it. You know, you're spending $900,000 on a truck, I guess you better make sure everything's right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
So, it'll be nice, so.
Cool.
As far as fire, other than that, we've been recruiting. I know Mark and a bunch of them went up to that parent teacher. We bought a nice little new manor to help. They put up, set up a table up there, and they went up there and tried to recruit, so see if we can get some more people and keep moving forward. Got into Brian Beck's retiring, so.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He's not old enough to retire.
I'm counting that, but he's got his 20 years in it.
Get his dad in there now.
Yeah.
So, I don't think you'd ever get him to quit.
No, I didn't either, but so. Anyway, so that's coming up. He's got his 20 years on the 20th of this month, and so we're going to give him a little kind of little party and send him off, I guess. It'd be tough to find somebody to replace him, but.
Yes, it will.
So, anyway, as far as fire, that's kind of where we're at. But.
Okay. Public Works.
We're still working on our next center project. I'm going to go tomorrow and take a look at that project, see how far out we are on that back part of the room. We're going to start grading the side of the second north. We had in second north and a few of the other road. We're waiting until this storm that's coming the next couple days comes through and goes down. The meter's coming. They've been finding meters and replacing meters. Start working on rain valves. Irrigation comes on in a couple of weeks. So we might start filling on the 4th, first fall on Friday. So it might be the 4th and we start filling and hopefully we've got it up by the 15th.
Where did that winter go, huh?
Yeah. Water's coming on.
Ugh.
So I need to bring my little shed.
Are you looking at restrictions right off the bat then?
I haven't talked to Kane yet. I'm still waiting for him.
Nobody's landscaping up east of town this year, are they?
What's KUB been doing, mate?
They've been working on the sewers master plan. So they've been shooting all the manholes in town, getting our elevations on our pipe and top lid. So I sent Dave Bill with them yesterday to capture the trunk line. So they're getting close to being done with their shop there. We picked 3 manholes to have a meter put in to meter our sewer flow. So I've got one right down here on Main that we're going to put in. I've got one over by Lee McPherson's house on that line that drops down to the Main. And then we've got one over on 1000 South we're going to put in.
I just see them out there. I kind of wonder what they're...
They're surveying. They're surveying our manholes.
Yeah, they're on the manholes.
So, yep. Rader and Austin both went to school last week. We don't know the test results yet, but Austin went for sewer, Rader went for water. So hopefully we got some good news there coming. That's pretty much what we got.
About that last service at Aspen Village.
Has Kevin ever... We sent the letter to Kevin to get his... Deal on it.
I'll follow up with him tomorrow. I did send it. Kevin asked him to read through it to make sure that it was legally okay. But I'll follow up with him.
He sent that to 3 weeks ago or better, haven't you?
Yeah, I sent it right after the last meeting. The last time that you guys asked about it, I sent it to him. So it's been about a month, I'd say. I'll reach out to him.
Sidewalk on Drew's. I cannot track that dude down. You want to ask his phone?
Well, that's his
door. We're
going to
mail him the letter.
Okay. And then I was just thinking he was going to say about the door or the garage or the...
Yeah.
Were you bouncing again to get it all fixed?
Yep. Kyle was supposed to come do it, and I don't know where he disappeared to.
Yeah, I thought Jeremy would get her... what's his name? Gosh.
We got to fix the whole front of that building first, sir.
Yeah.
So Kyle was going to come in and replace the structural part of the front of that building and rescan everything, and then Jane Robinson was going to come in and review the work.
I say a gas bill's $800, so. But you figure when there's nothing to hold the cold out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it stays running.
Can we throw some concrete blankets on that to seal it up?
Yeah, I seen the door put back today, so I can go fix that again and get it to this hole tighter.
Hopefully it's not frozen.
I hope not. I will check it tomorrow. Okay.
I was going to say, I've got a couple of concrete blankets you can throw there.
Yeah, we should have put that in there too. I guess we should have thought of that before I think about some blankets, but that's been a while before he was supposed to come out, so.
Yeah.
I got.
Okay. Fire department.
Anybody else still online? Toby still online?
Yes.
Are you leaving?
Hey, Toby. He's napping.
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Can you order some stuff for Jack? 100 feet of 4-inch sewer pipe?
Yeah.
And a 8x4-inch tap and saddle for sewer? And clean out. So we're
how many wires you want? 2?
Just 1.
400 feet.
100 feet of 4-inch?
Yeah. Sorry, Shane.
You're good. No problem.
Thanks.
There's always something going on, that's for sure.
Uh,
Yeah, there's still got quite a bit going on. We went, Branson went down, took his first year step test, challenged it, passed it, so that was good. So he's moving right along on that. I met with Dave today to get things squared away with that. We're gonna go up and get that high voltage trailer for next week. We gotta do some training with Centricom and with some other people. So we'll have that all week next week. UAMPS is next week. They ended up getting, they got the generator, the UAMPS generator tied in. Wheeler did and all that with the guys Monday. And so that's ready to go. The way it sounds, and this is gonna be its home. So I think we're gonna have to, you know, see what we can do to put a pad down and maybe even jack it up a little bit, get the tires off the cement or whatever, and just see if we can cover those tires and just so it's ready to go if anybody needs it. Because we're more of a central location with everybody, so.
And how often are you gonna have to run that?
I'm not sure yet, but every time we run it, I got a call out there and for EPA and all that. But anything we do on that generator, we just gotta make sure that we bill. And I talked to Jeannie about this, they bill UAMPS.
That's right, you can say the pad there and go through paying for UAMPS, all that, right?
Yeah, UAMPS will handle all the costs. So I was hoping maybe fire it up and run it and tie it into the system at least every 3 months. You know, just to keep everything fresh and up and going. So at least do that. And then still working on the substation down there. I kind of made a mess. What was it, Saturday night? What day did you come in? You seemed to get dirt.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Yeah.
Well, so it was Friday night. We got called out. It was when it was snowing, and there's a guy's driveway out in Shelleyville. I sunk the truck, and so I left these big old ruts in there. So I hauled some dirt out there, but I'm gonna have to do some more cleanup when it dries out. It's hard to fix mud.
Yeah, it's very hard to fix mud. Yeah.
So I told him I'll be back when it dries out, because he was good with it. So and all that. So that was good. But yeah, we're moving right along. We're gonna start putting Branson on call next month, and so he'll start having to stick around at least for the week. He's on call, and then so he'll be good. He's been a good hand, and I hope we can hang on to him. So, but yeah, other than that, just move right along. We got that transformer. They're dropping it off tomorrow. So I was able to pull some strain on the
Contrail out there.
That's what?
That's for that
Contrail. It has two names on it. Yeah. It can go out there or it can go to Great Pines.
Oh, yeah.
So they're both there.
Is he about ready to start building?
He's got everything paid for. And all the paid impact fees and everything, yeah.
I think he owns that 5-acre piece out there, the big one.
On the west side?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
They did set the transformer out there. Sweat. Yeah, what lot is he?
He's lot 5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, so he already has power on one lot.
Yeah.
So he's just, yeah, so.
But he's putting in a 3-phase 400 amp service.
You do something.
We can get that back. We can split that clear down to the road.
You can put it here. Extend the road on that.
So I gotta sit down with Paul and we gotta get together and just make sure we're all on the right track. You know, with everything. Yeah. So I talked to we set the invoices. The estimates for the subdivision out here, two estimates for the first phase, and then we also did the estimate for the for phase two and three also, when it comes to the power side of things. So, so hopefully, the sooner we can get those paid, the sooner we can get those supplies coming on. I think we do have enough 50 kVA transformers locked in for the first phase, but I'm not sure about the second and third phase. So, yeah, it's...
Are we, has Tyler's company done that easement yet?
The Mark back one?
Yeah.
It's getting close.
Yeah, just thinking when Shane said that the other phases, it's because like that needed to be done for...
Yeah, in that second, in the second, third phase, we included him paying the half of that down, and then we'll pay for the first half going down. So, and I think we'll have Paul dig that in for us, or whoever gets a bid and come off the, that line overhead and then go underground, so right there. So it'd be nice to get that done. And we was going to put 6-inch conduit in.
Too expensive.
But it's way too expensive, so we're just going to do 3 3-inchers. And so, which, you know, which to me, I think that's better anyways. We might do a 6-inch coming down to the box, and then just so you have one going up. But from there on, we might do 3 singles, because that way if you got one that go bad, it's easy to pull it out. Maintenance and stuff. So anyways, that's kind of what we're looking at. So we're moving right along on that. Skyline's starting to pick up on some stuff up there right now. So that's all I got, unless you guys got anything.
Cameron talked to me today about those heaters on that restroom. You guys got them out there from the rodeo ground.
Oh.
So, but... we probably need to put some insulation in that place.
That's what I just want to say. We need to fill some gaps. And isn't there gaps in between the pine boards too?
In that one door there is, but yeah, but it's, and it's there's nothing on the walls, but nothing up in the ceiling either.
Yeah,
so
it's like that.
But I'd like to see that up and going as quick as we can, because I mean, people's going to want to use it.
That right there at the old
rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, we need something.
Yeah. Well, they put, I know we just redid all the lighting and everything in there, put new LED lights, all that stuff, and so they cleaned it up pretty good. But
how hard would it be to throw the heaters in the existing one and spend the money on the existing restrooms at the park? Put some new doors on the thing and
I
put the heaters in there.
We could do either way.
Well, maybe I'll clean them up anyway, soon.
Yeah. Is there insulation above that one, Lynn? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that'd just be so much better than down there at the rodeo arena.
Bad thing of it is that one down there should be, with the walking trail, what we got down there, it should be open more than one weekend a year anyhow. Because we got so much, I mean, there's a lot of people who use that walking trail and everything. And those up there just, I don't know, they're just a piece of junk. It's embarrassing.
Justin said the other day, we probably won't know until fall. And I thought it was supposed to be May.
I thought it was earlier than that, too.
That's what I thought, too. I thought it was May. That's why I'm almost thinking, it's like, do we just bite the bullet and go in there and fix those restrooms at the park, if it's going to be that far out.
It should come in from the ceiling, but they're all concrete, and it'd be kind of a pain to put your power in there, I think. And you'd have to drill them with a hillbilly, but...
We could make it work either way. So.
Yeah, I think if it's that much money, we ought to go up, get that. Michael's going to help us out with them. Let's get us a restroom.
I want to go to the cemetery.
Somewhere. I mean, we're having
one. Well, the cemetery's going to be up there where the flags aren't stopping. That's a ways away from the track.
Yeah, people still walk it. We got to have something out there.
If we went in that old restroom and kind of gutted it and put all new fixtures and
painted it and reset the floor,
that might be the way to go for now.
Problem is, it's hard to find the dang doors. We looked at that. I looked at that before. They're odd sizing unless you reframe the whole damn thing. Then you have to buy a whole... You'd have to redo the mess.
Could we just go buy some
We haven't resheeted, it cost us an arm and a leg.
Could we go buy some just regular exterior doors like a residential one?
You'd have to reframe it all in. Because they're odd, it's an odd size. That's, that was a mess.
Too narrow or too big?
Too big.
What if we, those new restrooms that they've got down the Palisade out on the golf course, what if we was to get a couple of those?
Was they made, were they?
Oh, yeah, they're prefab.
They're all prefab?
They're all prefab, and they're not a bad looking restroom.
Are they heated then, too?
Pardon?
Have they got heat in them?
Oh, they do good, it'd be easy to put heat in them.
They're not bad looking restrooms at all.
So would you want us to put some baseboards in there, or?
No, he's got some ceiling.
Just a little ceiling?
Yeah.
Heaters?
Yeah. He's got them, he said he got them, can't talk to me. My dear Tuesday, so he's got everything, so.
I don't think we'd ever get anybody from the cemetery to use it, and that'd, it'd be nice to have the existing ones fixed up to be more dual.
I don't think it'd be a bad idea to do both. I mean, really.
I mean, if you
have them down there.
That's why you're gonna, I mean, if you're gonna be building a new one, you almost just wanna put money into that instead of trying to fix two and put a Band-Aid on it until you.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what are you gonna do, come in? Who knows how far out we build that, in all honesty?
So which bathroom do you want us to put the heaters in then?
We'll have to decide that right now.
So is.
I think we're gonna do some research, I really do, I think we ought to see what size those doors are.
Or hold on, we'll hold off on that then for a little bit.
We need to get busy on it, but. Because that's the thing, even for the park, I mean, that, those are so gross for our park, it's like, we need to.
Well, they're pretty trash.
Fire drill on the bathrooms?
What did you say, burnt out?
Could you find out on those down the Palisade what they?
Yeah, I can ask, but, well, Sean retired, but I could find out, yeah.
If they're pre-cast or like that.
Yeah, I can find out, they, it was through the Park Service, Utah State Parks, so I'd find out. While Shane's here, I got connections with Cache Valley Electric, and I talked to Shane about, you know, putting those poles out there and stuff, and I talked to the guy at Cache Valley, and they're interested in helping us out, but Jack, I told Jack this, and he says, well, we've got, I guess, found the money to do this, but these poles, but he wants to put some street lighting.
Yeah.
Clear from 10th all the way around the perimeter of that. And I talked to Scott up at Cache Valley, and I said, would you guys entertain the idea of providing all the materials for, and we'll get some banners in there that said, advertising the Cache, and he said, oh, you bet. I says, well, do I need to talk to the owner? Jim is his name, Jim Lobb, and he says, no, a lot of times he doesn't know what he donates, so. So there's a good possibility that we could get, and he said he'd even send their crew down to help install them.
Man,
so.
That would be, that would be gas.
I'm gonna,
they
I'll
need it out there, that line.
Oh, they do.
It's so bad out there.
Yeah. And I'll follow up on it, and if we can get them to donate all that, that would be.
I think we could probably get old R4 Media to make some batteries.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't mind putting a banner up in there.
In the arena
with them on it and all that, so.
Yeah, and if you need some help, we could go kind of draw it up so we know what materials.
We have it laid out, you know. So I'll just have to, we haven't laid out what we want, what we want to do, but I mean, we could change it a little bit here and there, but I'll get with you on
okay.
that.
Okay. That's good.
What's going to require, so.
He was out driving a while around today with Jack.
I know.
He said, I just got to look straight ahead.
Yeah.
So I had a question. When we was talking over there with Sandra, and we talked about her cemetery funds. You said it was tied up somewhere? Or is it tied up with perpetual? Is it in the perpetual fund? Where is it?
Huh?
Well, she said she had some money to go towards the
restrooms
and the cemetery.
Be your perpetual care funds.
what, why can't we use them?
Could, as long as it stays in the cemetery.
Yeah. Well, it's safe to build the restrooms in the cemetery.
Yeah.
You know, it's been funny, though. I've been looking at cemeteries since we've talked about it. I haven't seen a cemetery with restrooms in it since we started talking.
Never, nowhere.
I've never seen one.
Ephraim?
Nope.
No.
Ephraim doesn't have it. Manti doesn't have it. Roy doesn't have it.
Ephraim's got one in that building over there in the middle of the cemetery.
No, they don't.
And they did when I was a young boy, because I mowed the lawns out there.
Well, it's not a public restroom, it's for the employees.
We used to have a building out in our cemetery when I was a kid.
It's just funny, though, because I've been trying to pay attention closer, even some of the other bigger cities, and it's like, there's no restrooms in the cemetery.
Well, we really don't care if we've got one or it's cemetery either, but we just need something out in that area. I don't care where it is.
Yeah.
And we need it now.
Large type deals.
I mean, we put it off so long, and I mean, with Mike and stuff, we have got a chance to get one.
I would still like to put Mike on the pavilion. Or the big new one. If he's willing to donate, that's where I'd like to really see us use him.
Well, he wants the restroom, so that's...
Yeah, he said he...
So, I mean, that's, we can't...
He'd provide all the lumber if we want to go with the stick and then a, I don't know, a metal outside or...
That would be perfect. I mean, gosh dang it, I mean, you know, all the people out there at the soccer field and everything that goes on in the summertime, we have nothing.
Well, one more thing, Rocky Mountain Power, we got some pictures today, we went over there and looked at it today, but they had an old hydro that the roof has fell in, and they don't want to do nothing with it. But we looked at the one hydro, I'd like to get at least the control panel, because a lot of the control panel stuff matches what we have up in our upper hydros. And so I was thinking at least putting towards like $500 to get that. Ken and Cameron, I was looking at, and that's kind of what we kind of come up with, $500 just for the control panel. But also there's the generator and the hydro itself. And it runs at 400 RPMs. Which is pretty, really not too bad, you know. But I was wondering if you guys want us to maybe look into that, see what we could offer for it. The last time any work has been on, major work has been done on the hydro itself was 2009. So.
Where's that?
This was up
Fountain Green.
Just right outside of Fountain Green on the
west side.
West side, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right next to their...
Well, not too far away.
No. Right next to their substation there. So, but I'd hate to just see them. It's a nice hydro. I mean, it's...
The water comes out of the fish hatchery, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like clean water. It hasn't had the crap that we take down through ours.
I know the mayor, Pat Green, says that's the worst thing they ever done as the city was to sell that hydro to the...
I don't know why they don't...
He said, I don't know why we ever sold that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 170 kW. You figure 170, it runs 24 hours. What does that produce you? Calculator don't work.
170.
You figure that runs for 24 hours.
So
that's yeah.
So is Brotherson's trying to demolish it for Rocky Mountain?
Yeah, what they're putting in a bid for it. The Brotherson's is, and so they want us to put in. And see if we were interested in buying that hydro, and the only thing I can think of is if we do get it, if we do buy it, but I don't know what really put on the price. I got some information, so I'm going to do some research and see what we can come up with the price on it. Because where the cost is on the generator itself and on the wheel. So those are the major components, and so, but I was thinking, well, God, might not hurt just to retrofit that one and put it up on when we get the pond for a twin pig or something like that.
Yeah, I would say go for it.
So I don't know what I just want to get some direction from you guys, the route to kind of go there.
Rocky Mountain doesn't like us, that's our problem.
What's that?
Rocky Mountain doesn't like us too.
Rocky Mountain's not involved in this.
Oh, okay.
It's us with the Brothers.
Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Brothers, you're saying, what brother?
Terry.
Terry?
They're demolishing it. So they get the salvage rights.
Yeah. So, but I know they could get more money if we buy it than if they go salvage it.
Tell them, donate it to us.
What would they get out of salvage? Do they have any idea?
He doesn't know. They don't know. They just get whatever the gold rate is per
ton.
Per ton. But you look at people take mortars up there and put and all that. Unless you got it all tore apart.
It's only like 14 cents a pound.
Exactly.
For a motor.
Yeah. So, but I don't know what kind of wheel is in there. I don't know if it's aluminum. I don't know if it's what.
I'd say it'd be worth looking
at. Hard steel or something like that, you know?
Go look at it and give them a estimate, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, maybe.
What do you got? You can give an estimate, and then if they...
Dicker with him, just...
I was going to say again, if we can pick it up for scrap price, what they would
do. Oh, yeah.
But it's like, why not go for it?
I'll tell you how you can... If you could find little border collie puppy, he'd trade the scrap.
There you go.
One away in this one.
a good sourdough biscuit.
So I think Beaver, after a visit, I think their hydro is actually the same style everything. One of their hydros is just like this one.
It's not a big hydro,
it's small, but...
Do you want to buy it and have it on hand for...
Either that or support it, right? Sell it. So, I don't know.
Be nice to put another in the system.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, it would be, because if we get that bond up there...
Look at our hydros, what, they produce a quarter of our load? They do a lot for us.
Yeah, if we get that bond, get our irrigation system ever gets put in, that'd be a good thing.
You add another, if you say that does another quarter, just give or take, but I mean, that's another huge chunk that we'd save on our power bill.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just more savings.
Plus, this one they got there, it's actually, you can actually start this one up, cold start. You don't need power to run it.
Wow.
So, which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
So you can actually
just... Put this one out on North Creek. You got enough power lines out there.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So you could just cold start it, and it starts up. It's got the old DC motor there that turns with the from the Pelton and all that.
So basically, we just have to build a building to put it in and design it all.
Do all the plumbing and everything to it. They said they would jack. I was talking to Jay. He said he'd jackhammer around it because it is cemented in. You know, just support it when that thing turns. And so, but he says they can get that out and everything. But I just got to come up with a quote for him, and I don't know what to do there. They'll just say, I don't know. I'll see what I can come up with research. He has to know by the end of tomorrow. And so
I'll call the scrapyard, see what they'll give them, and then just...
Yeah. So I'm gonna look on, do some research. I got the company that did the last major maintenance on it. They should have a record of that. You know what they did. What shape it's in. There's another hydro right next to it, another little one, but it's just for parts. We looked at it, and the wine girl burned up on it, and all that. So I was like, that's just way too much. That'd be like another, probably $25,000 to $30,000 just to get it rewound. And so I don't know if that.
Well, knowing Terry, he'll work with you.
Yeah. Work with Terry. No, not
as Jay, well. I'll get with him.
Go to Terry, not Jay.
I want that panel. That's what I said. This has good stuff on it that we can use, so.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Shane.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's see, Paul, what do you got?
Well, I think I've worn out everything out that I guess I need to start worrying about the rodeo. It was the same kid, what's his name?
Nikki and Dave.
I guess I need to get with him.
And they have had one meeting. They probably just didn't know to invite you. We need to let them know that you'll be working.
I'll get hold of him. And What about flowers for these pots and stuff?
I think Kevin, didn't Kevin?
Yeah, they're already ordered.
We have to order them in like November.
Yeah. Jolene out there at the hardware store's got them, so they're probably.
I don't have anything in there. We don't have anybody to water them this summer, so we gotta figure out what we're gonna do about it. Do we want to advertise a position? What do you want to do? Because you don't have anybody that's gonna water.
Didn't we advertise last night?
Yeah, let's advertise, along with our seasonal help that we need to advertise for.
Yes, that's all I've got.
Okay, Lynn?
They're still playing youth volleyball and women's volleyball. They're still playing three-on-three basketball. She's got track signups and softball signups. And then they're gonna start playing outdoor soccer as soon as the weather permits. And she's got signups also for adult softball. And that's about it.
So here comes summer, watch out, huh?
Stay busy.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
You keep adding more, pretty good. I think pretty good.
Yes. Well, I don't have a whole bunch. Brittany just, they've got this triathlon going on up there on the 18th of June. Well, it's a 3-mile run and a bike ride, 300-yard swim. For youth, so she's got that going on there. She's got this triathlon fitness strength stroke. She got her heaters in, she told me. Everything, she went up there today, she said everything's working great up there right now. Now things going really smooth. Cemetery, I've talked to Sterling, and I've talked to Bobby about the gravestones. And Leon doesn't really wanna, he's old enough now, but he said I'll help. I'll help with it. So we gotta decide what, how much we want to spend there to get them done, or do we want to organize a volunteer deal and take it?
I'd like to try a volunteer deal.
Well, I thought about volunteer donations too for a restroom, you know. I don't know how we go about it. There's probably a lot of people who would give someone. Whatever happened to our idea of putting it right there on the east side of the road where we had that marked?
Yeah, that's what I
put. That would serve both the track, the park, and the cemetery.
Wasn't that waterline issues?
Yeah, we can move it. We can move it a little bit, I think. Yeah.
And in fact, the power's a little bit further south anyway.
Yeah.
We need to revisit that again. That way, that served both sides of the street there.
Probably, but you need to make sure you involve the public works superintendent in the discussion for us. Because he's the one that knows where the lines and everything are.
I can't hear you.
You need to involve culture in it. As the public works superintendent, he needs to be involved.
I think a lot depends on that grant too, though, really.
On what?
Park grant. I mean.
I don't know.
I'm with Lynn on, we can set weight on that park grant until next fall. And if we can get, if the perpetual fund's got the money for it, Sandra, she told me, she said she'd love to have a cemetery at the time.
And I think.
She would love to have it in conjunction with, like Coulter said, the memorial to the veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she even down there, I mean, why we're getting it is because we need it for the walking trail, we need it for our soccer field and our park across the street.
I don't know that she'd have a problem seeing that. I guess I'll talk to her and see. You see her more than. But we got that and the headstones. And like I say, that's all.
I'd like to see us, if we do a fundraiser, see if we can get a decent, like, gate. I don't know what you'd call it. Like you see.
An archway?
An archway or something that way above the roadway as we go in the cemetery there. I think that'd look cool to get something that way.
Dress it up that way. I don't know how we go about it other than just advertise, just put it in the papers, looking for donations or.
I think what we really need to do is get old Pam and Claudia on a committee out there and let them drive some volunteerism and
see what would happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because again, that's like I say, if it comes from a city councilman or a city worker, then the attitude is like, well, you get paid to do this, or why aren't you doing this here? But if it comes from individuals that's trying to improve it, I don't know, it's a whole different mindset to me, is like, you know, a group of people concerned and trying to take, to help, that way I think we'd get a lot better result than, so if we could get them to run a committee, I mean, they're so involved with, or wanting it done, that's what I'd really like to see on that, is...
Well, Paul and I were talking, and rather than just throw some road base underneath them headstones, we need to have something low, because as soon as the water hits them, they're going to settle again. And maybe cement, maybe it'll settle too, but it'd be...
I don't think you could, cement, the bad thing, if you get any more settled on cement, then you got a bigger mess.
You don't break it?
Yeah. I think the best thing is just tamp in some road base.
Some road base underneath them. It's the cheapest by far, for sure.
I mean, the older ones, they probably got all the settlement out of them you're going to get. I mean, those 100-year-old ones.
Until we lift them.
The graves are settled.
Yeah. The newer ones, they'll settle. But.
Well, when we lift them up, when we put the road base in. I'll talk to Leon a little bit further about it. Get down and see him. Things are starting to settle at the house now, so... Got her taken care of pretty much.
What do you think of having those two spearhead a committee though?
I think that'd be great. I can go talk to them.
Do you want to?
I think ask Ben and Claudia. I'd go to both of them. See how they feel about that.
I just think we got some people going that way. I think it makes a difference rather than coming from.
Yeah. In the restroom, I just keep pushing it down the road. I mean, we got to make a decision what we're going to do with it. Whether we sit down with Sandra and see how she feels about having it on that west end of the cemetery there, so it feeds both the park and the cemetery, or she's adamant about having it up by the flags, and but one way or the other, get Paul, we'll check and see what them pre-built ones are.
We'll have to look and see what would you do to the existing ones too, and come back and make a decision.
Yeah.
One other person I said you need to involve, Coulter, but you probably should also involve the finance director to make sure you've got the funds to do it.
Oh, that's what I want to make sure first before we get too far. That's why I say with Sandra, that's why I was asking about the funds.
Well, I know Sandra's very strict though too, that soccer field is not a soccer field. That's
where she got some heartburn with that.
You got some strong opinions involved on this bathroom and the cemetery and the ball fields and
soccer fields.
Yeah, you got a lot of different opinions.
Yeah.
And I don't care where it goes. I'm just.
Well, we got to look out for the public.
Well, that's what I want to do. Sandra, if we're going to use her money, she's going to have a say.
Yeah, you can't misuse funds, so you got to be careful. I know you want to protect the citizens, but you can't misuse their funds either.
No, that's what I wonder. Yeah. We can use it. Well, if you use the cemetery funds, it's got to go on cemetery property.
Right.
Well, let's count when we talk about this. We talked about the rodeo restrooms and getting them up and running. That was the last I know.
And that's what he got. That's what he got there. So, the heaters for. So that's because
that's what I thought we talked about. Now that we're going to push.
Well, Coulter was telling me the pine though has got like gaps in it, so we'd have to go in and seal all the gaps. So again, it's not like it's not very efficient to do it. It's going to be a lot of expense there too.
And part of the reason it was built like that is because it's usually used in the summer when you want it to be cool and not hot.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. You're going to have both sides of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have expense no matter what. And if you put heaters in it, like we talked, there's some expense there anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what could it cost for new toilets and stuff for the old one up there, and paint floor?
Epoxy paint, put heaters in there, doors.
I mean, it's structure-wise, I think it's pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty solid. You can look at doing that way, and what What size are the doors, do you know?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but...
I would think we could find them. We need metal doors, though.
Yeah.
You can't put a wooden door out there.
They'll destroy it. They destroyed the metal ones.
Yeah.
Or something about...
Well, we do that, then we need lighting.
Something about the mentality of the people.
And a camera.
And a camera. That's something we need to look at all the way around. Contoy, they need cameras.
Yeah.
We need cameras at the park. That's all people gotta know is that they're there, and that'll stop a lot of it.
Let more funding go in there and they've crafted and seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least we have an idea who'd been in there if we had a camera outside.
Yeah, well, that's it. If you have some idea.
Stuff about the park, we have someone do that here. Out of court, one day they run out of court, so...
People's mentality, there is no moral anymore.
Oh, well, I'll go see Claudia and Pam, and then I'll get with Sandra and we'll see how she feels.
I think...
Because that's the bottom line.
Get bottomed down if you're looking at money and cost estimate line, just compare the two.
I think we'll just get colder.
Compare the two to see what cost...
And colder, yeah.
Go get a cost estimate, what it's gonna cost to get...
One versus...
Insulation and everything else, and start taking those deals.
Old ones?
Yeah, and the ones down at the arena, I think we ought to get a cost estimate for the one at the park.
And then make...
And then I think we ought to get a cost estimate, even though Mike's donating the lumber and everything else, what's it gonna cost us to do?
No, you gotta put a footer in.
Yeah, the cement work and everything else. But I mean, we need to...
Can do the one that's the best.
Yeah, I think we need to get cost, kind of a cost estimate on all of them.
You sure about, you wanna talk to him about that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll get ahold of Colter tomorrow and I'll get him going on that.
So I know too, Bo, we talked about getting some iron and stuff on them trees out there.
Yeah, we talked about the fertilizer out there. And that, got kind of dropped too.
Well, again, I talked to Garrett, I mean, he said he'd do it, you know, I know we gotta put that on bid, but we need to do it, because when the snow goes, that's...
Well, I understood Lynn didn't even have any way of doing it.
No, he just wanted to do the pegs and stuff like that. But anyhow, Garrett...
Doing the weed.
Garrett said he would do it. He said he'd show us Public Works how to do it, you know, I mean, but those trees are drought-strucken and we need to get something done with them.
So does that have to run through the council to get approved?
He said it's only $1,600 for doing them all, so...
So the mayor can go ahead and give him a go on that, or...
Dave usually does that. It's under three.
Dave?
Coordination with the mayor and...
Okay, let's get that done then, because the fertilizer, it'd be good to have it in there and let just...
He says when the snow goes, that's the time to do it. So there's, it's time sensitive. So we can't be horsing around much longer. We're gonna miss out on it.
So my concern when I seen the bid was, first of all, like Lynn Larson, because he's under contract to fertilize that. And the one thing I hate is when you get two different contractors in there, when you're talking chemicals. I'm going back from my boy's experience, it's like, no, you done it, you know, you done it. If something happens...
Under, is he fertilizer, or is he just Lynn, weed control?
Lynn's under fertilizer contract to the grass. Uh-huh. And spraying.
Well, didn't want anything to do with this.
All he...
I haven't talked to Lynn, so I don't...
Yeah, all he did, all he wanted to do is put those little pegs you can get at Walmart around the trees and stuff. And I talked to him.
That's not a very good...
No.
Solution.
So what's Garrett's proposal?
It's iron, he drills holes down. I mean, he's went to school, I mean, he knows what he's doing. They do it at Wasatch, but they drill holes down, and depending on the height of the tree, how far out you drill your holes, then you put iron and stuff in them. So, and that's... They do it at Wasatch and stuff. He says it's the same a lot.
These little pegs, all you get is the surface, you know.
Yeah.
So what if I went and talked to Lynn and see if he got any heartburn with it? If we give...
That's what I think we need to do. Did Colter talk to Lynn? Because I don't think...
Somebody did.
Yeah, I think Colter was even involved with...
Yeah,
Colter talked to Lynn, because yeah. I talked to Lynn over at the water meeting, and Lynn told me he had no idea what to do except just put those little pegs around outside the trees.
Yeah, because Colter
didn't
talk to Lynn.
Garrett turned in the price. Colter had not been informed of even getting a bid on it.
Right.
At that time.
OK. Okay, well, I'll talk to both of them. I'll get ahold of Coulter and sit down with him, and we'll get this thing moving. And I'll talk to Pam and Claudia about going through and looking for, organize donations and something.
Yeah.
See if we can get for that cemetery. You might be surprised what people will throw into.
I think it will. Yeah.
For that. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, Sam?
So, I guess from my understanding with Monterey, there was an injury down at that convoy?
It wasn't at the convoy.
Was that his house?
Jack was at his house.
Jack's house.
Getting hay off his haystack to take to the calves down to the arena.
So, did it go under city's workers' comp?
It got submitted.
Well,
we don't know if it's going to be approved.
There's not been a decision made.
It should.
The claim adjuster will be like that, not us.
Well, and those claims that... The only thing that brought up is, I would assume it made down the convoy. I thought it was a kid or something. I didn't know.
No, it was Jack.
I don't know the story. But other bigger cities, bigger different places, and maybe something else I can do one, is to protect the city from liability issues like that, is they ought to have some kind of investigation take place. Say, okay, what can we do to prevent this from happening again? Why did it happen? Such and such and such. Because then what that does is that also helps the future liability.
So our biggest problem is we didn't find out till yesterday morning.
That was never reported to me until yesterday. Somebody asked me if I knew that.
So according to city policy, there's policies on that. And so they need to follow policy. So if they're not following city policy, then there should be either write-up policies or issues of that. If they're not doing it, then... I mean, this is my biggest thing. If we have policies, follow the damn policies.
But it didn't happen. So this is where it's weird, because it didn't happen on the city property.
Well, then...
And then the other thing that happens...
City works under the city.
The other thing, too, is if...
I mean, I...
Under OSHA laws...
They should have reported it
within 8 hours, because there was broken bones.
So that's my problem with the whole thing, I guess.
All you can do is submit it to workers' comp, and they'll take care of it. If they can get out of paying it, they'll get out of paying it.
Exactly right.
Right, I'm not...
I'm not fine with OSHA either for not reporting it within the 8 hours, and that should have been reported.
But I'm not trying to say anybody's doing anything wrong. I'm just saying, as far as looking out for the city as an overall, we ought to really, because I mean, even, because I wasn't sure what they were talking about. I kind of maybe was just hearing bits and pieces of what they were talking about. Whoever the other kid is, I mean, if he's never run equipment for the city and he's under the city's, running the city, then they ought to have some kind of training that he better have.
He has been running equipment for him. He's been working for him out there, and he quit for a little bit, and he's coming back.
There needs to be a paper trail, because it's just like fire. Before you guys ever run a truck and do a touch of truck, they have to go and drive with that person and make sure you're competent to even drive that truck. I mean, you know, you don't want, I mean, it's a huge liability, in my opinion, for the city. To just say, okay, here you go, we'll run this, and then something happens, then.
So was it Jack's hay that he was loading?
Yes.
See, I think you're going to run into one there, too. But like I said, I dealt with workers' comp, and so I know that workers' comp crossed their T's and dot their I's. You won't have to do much of anything.
I didn't do submit it.
Submit it and let it take its course. If they pay...
Then that's something I would like to be reiterated to all the departments, is that if there's an injury, regardless of how big or small it is, it needs to be reported to me immediately. Whether you're going to get medical care or not, it needs to be reported.
Well, that's the way it is.
The first time, I had another one that was reported to me. It happened in September, and wasn't reported to me until December.
Well,
so that's not okay.
That's the way it is everywhere now. It, not just cities. Anywhere
power plant. When I got hurt at the power plant, it was 24 hours. Maybe
you had. You know, they need to have.
It was submitted that day.
If it's a broken bone or worse, it is supposed to.
Yeah, I know how that workers' comp works. I know one thing with them, you get a lot more of a sugar.
Well, if you're Anshaw and you're in a pit, it's even less than that. It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You call Anshaw, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you
get that.
You'll get a fine. You're off the bat.
Yeah, workers' comp. Workers' comp.
But.
Oh,
yeah, boy. I just think we ought to enforce a little bit more of our
policies.
I mean, stuff like that. Because it's not to be a dink, it's not to be a jerk, but it's to be. I mean, there's reasons for it. Let me put it that way.
It's not only covers the city and covers the
Covers everybody. It's got to cover everybody, that's the thing.
I mean, the thing, you know, insurance rates go up, everything goes up, you know, it hurts everybody, it really does.
Yeah.
So.
And it comes to the injured person too, if they don't report it in time, they don't get workers' comp because they never report it in time either, then they have to pay for it themselves, so, you know, it goes all the way around.
It does, it's a.
It does.
Will you email us a reminder on our work meeting? I'll forget.
I won't be here next week, I'm having surgery on Monday, but I'll make sure we get something.
How do I get you that Amex stuff?
I don't know, I.
So I sent it to you, email, but it come back undeliverable, and I tried to get it, it didn't come back undeliverable.
MDM, I mean, it just brought it like.
Private property, and he was doing his hay.
I did Jeannie's.
That just brings up, you know, that's maybe more.
I sent it once, and I turned around and sent it the second time, it didn't, I sent it as a group, but it come back undeliverable, I sent it to you, and you sent it well, I sent it not through, so you look.
Yeah, I looked, well, I looked about an hour before it came, and I didn't.
Yeah, because it was yesterday, last night when I sent it.
I didn't get it.
Keep stuff down the road, I just forgot about it, yeah.
Are we done?
I got one, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
I got one thing, June 11th, summer party for families.
June 11th.
Fire department's invited.
Okay, 11th, what time?
11 o'clock, 11 to 1, at the swimming pool.
June 11th, we got to make sure there's no golf tournaments.
What time did you say, 11 to?
11 to 1, we're going to do it like last year, just before the pool opens.
That's a Saturday.
Yes.
Ooh.
You got a golf tournament every Saturday.
I know.
And he's never won them.
But we're trying to get it out there, and then we're going to invite the fire department, like I said, there's some families, we'll do a. We'll do a hamburger, hot dogs.
Evening?
11 to 1.
11 to 1, so it's just before the pool opens.
Tough time.
I know it, you golfers.
You guys play golf at night, though.
Oh, I just have to.
It's too hot. It's too hot to golf that time of day, you'll have to go earlier or later. And then Devin did call me today on the well, we're still trying to get those, oh my heck, source protection paper signed, we're going to meet with hopefully next week. So hopefully we get that all signed.
You're waiting on division picking order now for that.
No, we got to get them signed first, we can submit it.
Yeah, that's all, it's still going to be done then.
So.
They kind of, unless you get on quicker, I don't know. I had issues with them years ago, Corey, my little water was same thing, they were supposed to come out and update on it. They drove your feet and never had landing.
We're still working on the new well, and JUB submitted for another grant. We're still trying for the CIB grant. And then we're still trying to figure out how to give them some money and not break contracts, so CIB will, it's.
See, I told you, you won, but I won.
Yeah.
June the what?
June the 11th. So that's why we're trying to set it and get it out there, because last year we didn't get enough notice for people to.
11 to 1.
And you can stay and swim later, but the pool opens at 1, so the public will be coming in.
I'll tell you what, if you haven't been swimming for a while.
Is the splash pad going to be open, that'd be where I would.
It should be open. Yeah, it should be open, so we can be out there, that's where we'll have the food and stuff. So.
But I swim like a rock, so.
Oh, I thought I could swim there and just do 8 laps, no problem. I got into lap 3 and I'm. I said, I hope I make it to the back.
I think that's all I have.
I'll make a motion, we adjourn then.
I'll take it. There's nothing to sign.
I'll second it.
All of them did.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.